Welcome to the Belgrade podcast. This week I'm with Alan Pollock, the playwright of One Night in November, and we're in the Signatures Cafe at the Belgrade Theatre. Hello, Alan.
Hi there, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. So how do you feel about your play One Night in November being revived in the autumn?
I'm humbled, really. I, when we set out on this journey, when I started to write that play in 2005, you know, my ambition was only to see it staged once, but you know, for it to be on for a fourth time, back apparently by popular demand, just makes me feel very proud, and I can't wait to see it again with a new cast and in the main house.
And for those who don't know, what is One Night in November about?
Well, it's a story of what happened the lead up to the events of the 14th of November 1940. It's a love story between two characters, one of whom works at Bletchley Park, decoding the enemy intelligence about upcoming raids, and a girl from Coventry called Katie. They get together, and then Michael learns that the city is going to be hit by an enormous raid, and of course he's sworn to secrecy, can't say anything. And so it's really the story of what happened at Bletchley Park and what happened on the night in Coventry. It's a love story, it's a war story, it's a tragedy, and I think it still has a big emotional impact.
And we're currently supporting a campaign called My Theatre Matters. For those who don't know, what's that and why are you supporting it?
Yeah, this is a campaign, brilliant campaign, that's been initiated by Equity, the Actors Union, the TMA, and the Stage newspaper, to really say how important local theatre is to local communities. And I can only speak for myself, but this is the theatre I've always known. I saw my first panto here. I saw my first Shakespeare here. I saw my first contemporary play here. This theatre has always been a part of my life, and although I wasn't in the youth theatre here, I always hoped that one day I would have some kind of professional connection with it. So to have, you know, after growing up in the city, going to school in this city, watching theatre here over the years and years and years, to finally have work on here is just the most enormously enjoyable thing. Why does local theatre matter? It matters because if you take a place like Coventry, after about 7 o'clock in the evening, the shops shut at 6 o'clock or 5:30 or whatever it is. If it wasn't for the theatre, then there would be nothing here apart from clubs and bars. There'd be no reason for anybody over the age of about 21 to come into the centre of Coventry. I think it's a really important part of the fabric of a city.
Alan, what's your fondest memory of the Belgrade Theatre?
Oh, gosh. I suppose I ought to say my first, you know, Anita Harris in Aladdin when I was five. But I suppose that's a lie, and that I guess it is the first night of One Night in November in 2008.
Brilliant. Well, we're really excited to be working with you again and reviving One Night in November, which is such a fantastic story. Thanks for talking to us today, Alan.
Okay, it's a pleasure.